I'm just kind of ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile devices are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure you, if you wish to speak on an item, to use the instant messaging facility. And I am aware there are councillors in the chamber, but I would ask you to use instant messaging because it makes it easier to manage people coming in. At this stage, I will bring you in if you can unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you're physically in the room. Members should ensure their camera are switched on when speaking, and cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I'd remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer report, the chairperson will call for a proposer and seconder. This should be done using the instant messenger feature also. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members ask to propose, the first member having indicated through instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will then ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute to indicate vocally what they are proposing, that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via instant messenger feature so we're aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, so are there any apologies today? No, and I'd also welcome to the meeting John Walsh from Belfast City Legal and Christine Hagen from ASM. Any declarations of interest? No, okay. Okay, so I need a proposer and a seconder to go into a closed session.
Proposed chair, can I do that? I'm not on the committee?
No. Okay, so items 3 to 5 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be, by resolution, excluded during this item of business. Okay, so that's proposed by Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Good to go, yeah. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. For noting, item 3, report from Audit Committee, governance review of Newry City Centre regeneration programme on the proposal of Councillor O'Meara and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Elected members agreed to note the report and the findings of appendices 1 and 2. For decision, item 4, Belfast Region City Deal outline business case on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Savage. It was agreed that elected members approve and note the following recommendations: to consider the contents of the report and approve the inclusion of the adjusted financial estimates for the Newry NCCR, sorry, and the Mourne Gateway project within the Belfast City Regional Deal document. The Belfast Regional City Data Document will be tabled through the Council structures at an appropriate meeting in Council on October 2021. All projects within the Belfast Regional City Data Proposition are at outline business case stage, and there remains scope within the development of these projects to consider and take actions deemed appropriate to matters as they arise, including site selection and finances. The Belfast Regional City Data Proposition includes the following infrastructure projects specific to Newry Mourne and Down District Council area: the Southern Relief Road, Gateway to the Mourns, the Newry City Regeneration Programme, Public Realm Theatre Conference, Grade A Office Accommodation, Civil and Regional Hub, Digital and Innovation Hub, and a fund of £132.4 million for the Newry Mourne and Down region will be supported by Council contributions. Item 5, Albert Basin City Park. On the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor O'Mara, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendations: to complete a business case to allow for the appointment of an economist, to complete an outline business case for the Albert Basin City Park, to identify a preferred option and appoint a consultant team to provide design and cost information to support the completion of the OBC. That detailed costs, concept, design and timeline be tabled at the Strategy, Policy and Resources in October 2021. Tetra Tech be appointed to carry out a mapping exercise on the Albert Basin site, and that a site visit to Hollowbeline Park in Cork for the programme board members be arranged. That the detailed cost breakdown be sent to the members of the programme board in the strictest of confidence. Note these cost estimates are commercially sensitive and not for further circulation. So we'll move on to item 6, which is the Newry City Regeneration Public Consultation, and the items for noting. And going over to Conor Mallon for this.
Thanks, Chair. The findings of the public consultation were presented to the programme board last Thursday, and all councillors were invited to attend the meeting. A copy of the report, presentations and comments have been provided within the committee papers, and I will take them as read. So I'm asking members to note the recommendations as set out in sections 3.1 and 3.2 of the report, which our members are asked to note this report, the findings of the public consultation, the recommendation contained therein, and the presentation included in Appendix 1 and the report in Appendix 2. Members note that officers will establish a working group to consider the public consultation report in detail and how the Council should respond to the comments and report back to the Programme Board. The working group will include representatives from the Council's Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Directorate, Community Relations Team, Planning Team, the Department for Communities and the Department for Infrastructure. We have Odium Leisure are on the call, and they would be willing to take any questions that members have in respect of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Conor. I don't see anybody indicating any questions.
Okay. Is Councillor Tinley here and slow getting in?
Okay. We have a proposal from Councillor O'Mara and a comment, and then I'll take you in, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to propose the noting of this. Good to hear from Conor. Just what we were talking about last week and what was mentioned today already, that this, the views of the public consultation aren't ignored. And it's very important that that message goes out. And the setting up of this working group will, it'll mean so much to the people that have been consulted and have, whether they're supportive of some elements of this or whether they're worried about other elements of it. It'll give them an opportunity to work with their elected representatives to have their feelings discussed and their views recognised at these meetings. So, I think that's a hugely positive move. And again, it dispels the narrative that the public's views aren't being taken into account in this. Carmichael.
Thank you, Councillor Marr. We'll have a seconded by Councillor Savage. Councillor Tinley, you wanted to make a comment, or I'm not sure?
Yeah. I do, Chairperson. Thanks to Conor for that report. Chair, I'm not sure about the need for a working group. I just want to, that's the view I have on that. I mean, like, this consultation was open for a number of months, and as Odium indicated last week, it was an exceptional response in the context of how these public consultations are conducted. So I'm not sure what a working group hopes to find that previously hasn't been offered up. So I know that's only for noting, so I'll not be making any counter proposals, but I am concerned. I don't see the need for another group. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Savage, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, just briefly. Yeah, I'm happy to second what Councillor Murray has said. I do disagree slightly with Jonathan that I do agree that it was a very far-reaching and representative consultation process, but I think that's only really the start of the consultation we need to do. We're just about to embark on a multi-million pound scheme across our city and district. And, you know, I think some of the problems we've had up to now is that we haven't been bringing people with us the way we should be. And I think we're learning lessons from that consultation. We have heard the amount of views that are out there. And I think it's important that now that we've heard those views stay with us and that consultation continues through a working group whereby people feel they have their say and shape it. That if we do run into any problems down the line, that we are able to speak to the community in relation to what they see as solutions and that we don't try to pretend that we have all the solutions, that the community are able to provide us with their insight as well. So I agree with Barry. I think this is very important. I think it's actually building on the great consultation we've had. And, you know, as somebody who pushed hard for the consultation along with others in the council, I believe that we need to bring our people with us. And as I said on Friday, we need to develop a partnership approach now with everybody across our city and district to make sure that we have buy-in to everything we're doing and they understand what we're doing, the implications and the statutory obligations we have and the financial implications of what we're doing. Both positive and negative, and that they have a full picture when it comes to knowing when we speak to them as to what is actually going on. So I think, contrary to what Councillor Tinley is saying, I understand where he's coming from. I think that this will build on that consultation and keep it ongoing.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think working groups are a good idea no matter what the project. I think it keeps the focus not only for councillors, but, you know, just in general, to make sure projects go ahead in a timely manner. Councillor Tanner, are you making a counter-proposal?
Yes, Chair, if you're happy to take it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I propose that we do accept the recommendations, but drop that 3.2. I don't believe we need another working group here. The responses have been emphatic and clear. And I'm not sure that talking people into submission is actually going to change their mind, but I don't really see what the purpose of another working group would be other than to delay the outworkings of any further action on this project.
Well, I think we'll agree to disagree because that's...
No, that's fair enough. That's democracy, Chair. Yep.
No, you're entitled to your opinion. I think Marie wants to come in on your comments, sir.
Yeah, Chair, just not specifically on Councillor Tinley's comments, but just to say to members that following the workshop that we had with, or the programme board we held with councillors last week, where it was expressly stated by all councillors that they considered the importance of the actual consultation process, and they considered the importance of actually giving due consideration to the consultation process, that we then had some discussions with Department for Community representatives, and it was on their suggestion that as good practice that we would set up this working group with the various departmental officials to be able to report back to the programme board. Because again, just to reiterate to all, that every councillor in the room and officer in the room that day were very keen to ensure that we did listen to, take on board the views of the public consultation and work through that process. So that's why the proposal and the recommendation has been put to you today.
Councillor O'Mara?
Just a very brief, just on the very last thing that Councillor Tinley said, he mentioned that he didn't think that people who responded needed to be talked into submission or whatever way he put it. I would look at it on the flip side of that, where you're trying to acknowledge the views that people have, tell them that you're listening to them, and let them know what you're trying to do to help them or explain to them where we're at with things. I think listening one way and then never getting back to anybody is never the best way to communicate. So I would believe that the best practice here would be to set up a working group and keep the communication flowing on it.
Okay, Okay, well, you have tabled a proposal, Councillor Tenley. Do you have a seconder? Councillor Brown, you want to second the proposal?
Yes, Chair.
I'm not getting total consensus for it, so I think we're going to have to go to another vote for Councillor Tenley's proposal. A roll call. Okay, Jarlath.
Yes, fine, Chair. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Councillor Brown?
Four.
Councillor Byrne? Councillor Dorn isn't here. Councillor Gallagher not here. Councillor Hanlon?
Against.
Councillor Howell?
Against.
Councillor McGuinness? Councillor McGuinness? Against. Councillor Murphy?
Yes.
Councillor Murray?
Yes.
Councillor Riley's not on the call. Councillor Savage?
Sorry, Chair. Against.
Councillor Charvin?
Against.
Councillor Taylor?
Yes.
Councillor Tinley?
Four.
Councillor Walker is absent. So we've 2, 4, and 9 against and no abstentions.
Okay, so unfortunately that your proposal has fallen, Councillor Tenley. If there's no other questions, then we'll wrap up the meeting this afternoon, and thank you all for taking time out of your day, especially, you know, in the middle of the day as well, and for your contributions. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.